Hello there, is it John?
Hi, Ben.
Hello, John. It's just Ben giving you a call from MMA Legal. So, John, always basically, you made an online inquiry to look into the Scottish Redress Scheme. You know, the abuse in children's homes, didn't you, pal?
Yep.
Yep. So this is just to get it started for you. The great news is with these claims at the moment, John, the minimum we're getting back is around £45,000. So, like I say, a lot of money for you to claim, John. Now, I know that doesn't make, you know, what you've been through any better, but it's some recognition that what you went through shouldn't have happened. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, just to confirm, John, I've got your name as John Campbell. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Yep. Got your email as johnstercampbell26@icloud.com. Is that correct, John?
Yes, I think that's right now, yeah.
Perfect. And, John, could you just confirm your date of birth for me?
Yes, it's 6/2/1980.
1980. Okay, and just your door number and your postcode, please, there, John.
Yeah, my door number is 13A, and my postcode is PH Papa Hotel 118B for Bravo E for Echo. And do you have my password there?
Your password? It would have been James who would have set the password up for you. Did you meet him earlier?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he would have set the password. He's got, what it is, he's gone to drop his mother in
law. No, she phoned me yesterday. And actually, I've only had one phone call.
It's from over
yesterday. Yeah.
Oh, it would have been Billy setting a password up with you then. That's not a problem, pal. Actually, we are.
No, you have set one up. I have set one up. I have set a password up.
Yeah. All
right.
Well, let me have a look then. Let me have a look on the system. It's not showing on here, you see. Yeah, it's not showing on our system, John. Now, I know you did speak to someone yesterday. I've got on the record here. It was yesterday you inquired, wasn't it, John, on the day before?
Yeah.
The children's home. Like I say, there's no other way to have the information, John, but if the password's been set, it just means basically that case handler who was calling you at that time, that's their password for you, OK? Like I say, we are the same company, John. Don't worry about that at all. As soon as you said password, I knew it was the Pike company anyway. Now, John, in regards to this, have you ever been known as any other names at all?
John Campbell, Ian Campbell.
Ian Campbell. Okay.
Yeah.
Fine now, John. And who is your local GP surgery at the moment, John?
My local GP is Aylith, A-L-Y-T-H. But I've not got a doctor at the minute.
You don't? No, that's not a problem. Aylith, A-L-Y-T-H.
Yeah.
Medical.
And how can you tell that I'm 45,000 there?
That's the average we get back, John. That's the average payment. That's just for example. Yeah, the 45,000, that's just if, for example, you know, you say the verbal abuse. It can be a lot more than that, John. That's our average. That's the average what we get back. That's not what you're entitled to.
Yeah.
Bare minimum, say, John. Right. And, John, what's your parents'
name? Sorry?
What are your parents' names, John?
My parents' names... My mother's name is Isabel Thompson. She
Isabel.
Died.
Yep.
Yeah. And my father's name is John Campbell as well.
John Campbell, perfect. And do you know where you lived before you went into care, John?
When I went into care?
Before you went into care, the address you was living at, John?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I've not got a great signal here. It's 27 Springbank Road, Aylith.
Springbank?
Yeah, spring as in spring, yeah. Yep. Not right now, this is still winter. It's hell.
Yeah. Was the postcode PH118BG?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic, John. We've got that for you then. And, John, have you got any siblings, any brothers or sisters?
Yep, I've got a little sister, Charlene. She still stays with me just now, and I've got Charlene Campbell, her name was.
Yep, Charlene Campbell. Any others at all, John?
Lana Warner. She got took away quite early from us. She got took away at 5-year-old. She's now a CID. Her name is Lana Warrender. They got fostered.
No problem.
And
I've
got my
authority care.
I've got my brother as well. Gordon Warrender.
What's his name?
Gordon Warrender.
When you say Warrender, is it W-A-N-D-E-R?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry.
Sorry, Warrender. I think. Sorry, mate. It's got an R in it. Warrender.
Warrender. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's put that in there then, Warrender. Okay. That's fine. That's fine there, John. And what age were you when you got placed into care, John? How old was you?
14. But 13, 14. Maybe late 13, okay. 14. Yeah.
Yeah, no problem. And do you remember what establishment you was placed into, John?
Yes, Arran Bank House.
How are you spelling it? Is it Arran Bank or Allen Bank?
Arran Bank, A-L-M-O-N-D. Arran Bank, yeah.
Arran Bank. And was that in Ayliff?
No, that's in North Merton in Perth.
In Perth, okay.
Yeah.
Have a look. Let's type in the children's home. Let's have a look for you, John.
Right.
Close up for yourself. Well, let's have a look on here. So, okay, Arman Bank. And Perth is in P-E-R-F-F, yeah? P-E-R-T-H, sorry. Fine. John, how long was you in Arman Bank for? John? Can you hear me, John? I can hear you slightly, John. It's a very bad line. For 9 years?
No, for 1 year. For 1 year.
For 1 year. It sounds like you're in a bit of like a fish tank at the moment, John. It's very hard to hear you.
Johnny.
Yeah, there we go. Can hear you a lot better now, John. That's a lot better. Now, John, did you go to anywhere else after that, or was that the only children's home you was in?
No, I went to Colundy Crescent after that in Crieff.
Can you spell that out for me, that one, John? Sorry.
Kirlundy. I think it's Kirlundy. C-U-R-L-U-N-D-Y. Kirlundy, I think.
Kirlundy. Whatever was that again? Sorry, pal.
That's Crieff. So it's C-R-I-E-F.
Let's have a look. C-R-I-E-F.
Yeah, it's 10 miles from Perth. Song Perthshire.
Yep. I think I found it here anyway. Let's have a look. Colundy Crescent. Let's see if I have a system here. Should be fine, John. How long was you at that one for, John?
Again, that was maybe about 9 months. And
9 months.
After that, I went to James Street and Independent Living.
Yep, James Perth. Street, yeah. Was that in the same area? Was that in Crieff?
That's in Perth. Back in Perth.
Perth, yeah. And what was the name of it again? Sorry, John. John, could you repeat that?
Just James Street. Yeah, it was Independent Living Centre, sort of like place.
Yeah.
To learn to live on your own. And after that, I just got thrown into the street. 16-year-old, I got put out, and I never seen them since.
No way. A lot of people are missing those things. Let me just get the address down for you. So James Street, Perth, and... Okay, down for you. He's onto the form. So he's in that other one for 9 months. I've had that on there for you. So that's Colundy. He's there for 9 months. What about this James Street one? How long was you there for?
I think I was in there for about the same 9 months to a year. I'd say about nine months. It's a long time ago. So.
Okay. No, that's understandable. How long did you say for that one, sorry, Johnny? Cut out. I'm sorry, pal.
About 8 or 9 months, I think.
Right, yeah. Roughly. So put a year down, just as a minimum. Put a year down, no worries, John. And, Johnny, if you was, I do hate asking this question, but I do have to ask it. So, if, for example, you're not here to take the payment, say something does happen to you, who would you like the money to go to? Who would you like your beneficiary to be?
Danny Campbell, my daughter.
Danny Campbell? Margaret.
Yes, it's D-A-N-I.
Yep.
Margaret
Danny
Campbell.
Danny, have you got a telephone? Have you got a telephone number for her at all, John?
No, she's only a child. She's only 9 years old. I've got full custody of her.
I'll tell you what then, John. I'll put your mobile number down, okay? Put your number down.
Yeah, perfect.
Because obviously she's not got her own number yet, has she? So,
no, no.
And, John, what was the reason why you got placed into care? You know, what was the actual reason?
I think it was to do with how I was getting brought up from mum and stuff. A few different things. Mum's mental health, and there was the people that, the men that used to be frequent in the house.
Okay. Understandable, John. Now, John, this is now your statement, so if you do need to take a break, let me know at all. But like I said, this is just to go through the statement now of what you went through. So when you was placed into Almond House, what kind of abuse were you facing, John?
In Almond Bank House, I've done all this yesterday.
You did all this yesterday?
I done all this yesterday. A woman did all this yesterday for me.
Let me have a look, John, because if you did this thing, it would be on here. Give me a few moments. Let me have a look.
Yeah. And you got back in touch.
I called here once, John.
No, I'm
sorry.
No. I've went and gave my evidence over an hour as well. Like, my ID and stuff.
I know where it's on.
I posted that last night.
So what I'll do is, he did that last night. So I can get your statement and stuff off the system. That's not a problem. Looking at the file here, though, John, there is no ID showing. So if you send that over to my WhatsApp again, that'll be great. I will find your statement and we'll get the... Because it's not been sent, obviously. So there might have been an issue with it, John, at the time, or it might have been something to do with emails. So all I need to do, John, like I say, if you can send over a picture of just your driving licence, we'll do everything else for you. We'll find the statement and we'll get it all packaged.
Well, I've not got my driving licence. Sorry, sir. Excuse me. I've not got my driving licence. I've only got my birth certificate and a letter.
No, that's fine.
Is that fine
then, John. Like I say, that's perfectly fine. So if you want to offer the call, John, just send it over to me. So just send a picture, the same pictures you sent whoever that was yesterday. Send me those two. Just forward them over to me. And like I say, I'll do the rest of it for you, John. I do apologise about that. Sorry, Pam.
Right, okay.
Like I say, I'll get your statement searched up. All right, Pam.
Right, cheers, John. Right.